Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and here is my show, Life After Happiness. Today we have a returning guest, Maria Papapetros. Did I pronounce that correctly, ma'am?
Yes, like a true Greek.
What?
I said like a true Greek.
Oh, okay.
You did well.
I'm not Greek, but thank you.
Yeah, you did very well, Jonathan.
Good. Now, what I wanted to do is that you have this is one of the things that we talked about earlier, is you are doing a workshop in California, is that it?
I'm not doing a workshop in California. I am going to be in California for business and seeing clients for personal sessions, actually the 20th through the 26th. But I'm doing a workshop in New York the 19th, which is called October Splendor. I don't know if you know, Jonathan, but this is the best month of the year for all of us to put what it is that we wish to materialize through the next 12-month period into motion. It is very, very, very important that we pray more, we meditate more, we write our affirmations. And also, it is a great time to brush up our intuitive talents, as this is a very psychic month, Halloween and all.
October?
You know, so, October is the month that it's the most, you should read my flyer. October is the best month of the year for the manifestation, our goals, love, health, wealth, relationships, name it. And so that's why I have a special workshop the evening of the 19th in New York. And I'm in the book. People can call, they can find me, they go to my website, mpapapetros.com. I'm listed all over the place, you know, and with social media, of course.
Now, you're Greek, is that correct?
Yes, I was born and raised in Greece, but I've been here in the States for 52 years.
Yeah, when we last talked, now you were real clear about what it is that you did, but in the book it does say that you did some work on the movie The Butcher's Wife. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it's not only that. I do work on film extensively, doing consulting work. Usually we'll work either with the actors or directors, with the screenwriters, depending on the nature of the film. The reason the Butcher's Wife was, and Ghost, both back then were publicized so widely, is because I got screen credit for them, but because they were of psychic nature. I do a lot of consulting currently. That's one of the things I'm going to do when I go to LA now. But when the project, the show or the movie is not necessarily metaphysical, then I do not get the credit, nor we talk about it much, but I get the money.
So I
do work closely with the entertainment industry. I have a rewarding relationship with them.
I see.
Here and there, everywhere, actually. Europe.
And you're also working on a book. You're also working on a book, right?
Yes. I'm already successfully published many times over in Europe, Greek, Turkish, various languages, but now this is the first time that it will be in English. I have two books. One of them will be found in a short few months everywhere, and of course Amazon.com, and it's the psychic works for everyday living. And it's really interesting. It's a mainstream book that shows people how to develop their psychic ability, how to put it into effect to benefit themselves. And, of course, explains a lot of things, Jonathan, like I told you, you're very psychic, but psychic does not mean consist of predictions alone. It's the energy that we use to shape and help create our future. It's very cool. It's a cool. It's a story. Psychic works for everyday living. It is a one of the workshops that I do that unfolds in a story form.
You said you said something to the effect that this is the month where people, it's the month, the best month to materialize something.
No, it is best month of the year to put things into motion, to work toward manifestation our goals.
Okay,
but before our goals, before our goals manifest, we need to set them first, to set them up. So this is the month to set them up and then meditate on them and pray.
I see.
Do you know what I'm saying? They're not going to happen by themselves.
Well, the reason I'm asking is that I have, I'm writing a treatment for a television show, and I had another psychic tell me that I should contact an agent that they're friends with William Morris.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
That's a very good month to do that.
What?
It's a very good month to do that.
Yeah.
It's really the best. You doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. It may, but it usually it happens because a lot of people are in the same frequency, so you have all this power supporting you. You know, as we say, there's power in numbers.
Yeah.
So I wish you the best. Your project, are they two projects into one, what you're the show you're talking about?
Well, what it is it's not revealing too much about it, but it's sort of like a game show. But it's a twist on it. There's a different kind of twist on it. And it was hard to write it at first. But when I first wrote the treatment, I was real proud of it. And I thought, wow, you know, I think the thing that got me was I had so many friends of mine who had said, oh, I was told that, yes, it would be a done deal. Oh, yes, I was told that it would be a done deal. Then nothing happened, you know. And I guess I was worried that if I told everybody about it, then I would get them all excited over nothing.
Absolutely true, but that's not how it works. You should not be telling people till it happens. You may share with someone only who has something to do with the deal. Like if you read the Dr. Murphy's books, which is the best there is, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, he's very explicit saying that we should not be talking too much about something till it's done or because we dissipate the energy.
Right.
You only talk about it to people that you know that they're part of it or they can be helpful, but don't just talk about it.
Like, are you familiar with the name Carmen O'Hara?
No.
Oh. The only reason I'm bringing her up is that she... I saw your name in the book, The Top 100 Psychics in America.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in the book, and she's also in the book. But, she's she's more like a fashion, lady. She's just her picture of her wearing a scarf. Oh, you know who that is?
No. What state is she in?
Hmm?
No, I don't know who she is.
Are you friends with any of the other psychics in the book?
I haven't read it because I was in that book from the beginning. It was done also quite a few years ago, like 20 years ago. And we're at a great spot. I was, in the back of the front cover. They only listed 5 out of the 100 psychics, and I'm one of them. So because I know it's embarrassing, but I have not read that book yet, the new version.
Let me ask you something. I mean, you said that you were asking people to ask you one specific question. I mean, do you see this this treatment actually coming into fruition as an actual show?
It's a double. I see it coming to fruition, and you may have to change it a bit. There is two elements to it, though. It's like the two things together. I don't understand what that means. I feel participation from people on the show. I don't know if it's an audience. What kind of participation is that? I don't know. So
you got that right.
Chances. You have very good. There's a G and an A initial that would be helping you a lot, first or last names. I feel something within the next 5 months. It may take wings within the next 5 months. I get someone, Tears and Tom, also involved. And it may be a different network that you're thinking.
A different network?
Yep. And it's going to be all good.
What do you mean by different network?
Well, because I see it on television.
Oh, you see it on television. Okay.
Yeah. Customarily, though, the hosts, such as yourself, do not ask questions for themselves. It's interesting. I don't mind it, but I'm glad you did. I don't know what you've gotten from other psychics, but I do wish you the best because it is time to get the psychic out of the closet.
But you, now when you do a reading, how does it appear to you?
What do you mean?
Well,
it is a way of knowing. It is a way of knowing. It's just like imprinted in my mind. I don't interpret it. I don't say, well, this is symbol and it should mean that. No, I just let it. I just let it be expressed. I don't screen through it. Nothing. I just get it out and say it.
The reason I'm asking this is that you know, when I interviewed Carmen Herrera, one of the things that I read about her, and I don't know how many you do, but she said that she spoke like 6 languages. When you have a vision, is it in English or is it in Greek?
It is in English, of course. When you're a foreigner and you begin dreaming in a language, then you got it. I spoke English since I was 10, before I got to this country.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak Greek and English, and quite a bit of Spanish and quite a bit of Hebrew. Both of those languages just came to me. I don't know how. Could be other lifetimes. Actually, my accent in Hebrew, it's like an Israeli, and the same thing my accent in Spanish when I'm in Mexico. They don't see the green eyes and the blonde natural hair. They just address me in Spanish. And I love it. I love it. I keep saying to myself, I'm going to study those two languages, and I have yet to do that. But I love languages. So when I hear somebody speaking 6 languages, I say, yay! More power to them.
Well, she was like, I mean, it was like, it got me thinking. I mean, does it image, but then again, I would think that reading or picking a vibration to be kind of a universal thing. I mean, love is love.
Exactly. Now, it has happened sometimes that I will hear, depends who I'm reading, and I was reading a person one time, and I started hearing a Spanish song in my head, a tune, and I couldn't help myself. A very old song, finding out, and as she heard me, she started crying. She says, "By God, that was my deceased father's favorite song," and I did not even know she was Spanish because she She was very white, no accent. You know what I mean? She she was born in the States. So things happen.
Yeah.
The psychic language is you're right, Jonathan. The psychic language is a universal language. And what I am about is to tell people that they're all psychic. Every single person on earth is psychic. I teach psychic development in 3 hours. And that's why my book is called Psychic Works for Everyday Living. I teach this, and it's awesome to see how people unfold. I don't make them psychic. People are psychic. You have a psyche, you're psychic.
Mm-hmm.
You have a voice, you can sing. Well, some people sing on stage, some in the shower, because the talent varies. The same with the psychic talents. And like any other talent, if you want to develop it, it can be developed. So every single person on earth is psychic. Just think of the times you said, I knew it, and you did not follow that thought, that inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm glad you followed yours, and you're working on this project, though, because I think it is time for you to speak up.
One of the things that I love, you know, I interviewed this one lady named Karen Page, and I told her my birthday, and she goes, I'm the 20th of May. And she goes, oh, you little Gemini, you. No wonder you're in radio. And the last time I had her on, she goes, I'm surprised you don't write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm not an astrologer. Many people are not. Actually, Geminis do not like to write because they're too fast. They cannot keep up. Their mind goes so fast, much faster than the hand. Very seldom you would see a Gemini writer unless someone else is doing the writing. They put it on tape. But they're good with the word. Do you know what I mean? But not written words.
Right.
Hmm?
Yeah, I know.
At all.
I mean, the
so.
Are you going to be writing any more books?
I am. I have two, actually. The one book I cannot talk about because it has been optioned to become a film. So that's one also the reasons that I'm going to be in LA for meetings. That's really amazing. But you will be the first to know, Jonathan.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask you that something. I mean, have you ever had a reading that made you laugh your head off from being funny?
Yes.
What happened, if you don't mind me
Absolutely.
Asking?
I think that Spirit has a great sense of humor. God does. I had a woman many years back, a woman named Alice, and she had a boyfriend named Bob. And she would come often for sessions, and she came for a session. I said, well, you know, Bob, which had a car dealership, Bob will give you a gold 56 antique 56 gold Cadillac. She says, Maria, oh, you must be seeing the Cadillac he gave me last year, a gold Cadillac. I said, nope. I left it alone. I said, okay, maybe that's what I'm seeing. But it persisted. The information persisted 2-3 different times that she was going to get for Christmas. And we started laughing because we were friendly about the antique 57 Cadillac, and that was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, if that's the case, I'm going to come Christmas morning with a gift for you bigger than my height. She was tiny. I said, okay. So Christmas morning when the kids, you know, are there to get their gift, my son looked out of the window and says, Mom, Mrs. So-and-so is here outside and she's holding something very big. So I go to the window. I open the door. There comes Alice with a huge painting of a beautiful monk, an oil painting. And I said, I look out the window. Where's the car? She says, in my purse. He had given her an 18 karat gold, a 57 carat, like a charm for her bracelet. So I just thought, speechless. But yeah, I mean, I saw 57 gold Cadillac.
That's funny.
So things like, yes, things like this. And then you just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And it's fun doing what I do. I love it. It's touching. It's fun. It's rewarding. I like to, usually, Jonathan, I tell people their, I give people the choices. A good psychic will give you your choices, and you decide. I feel that some things are predestined, but not everything is predestined. God has an agenda for all of us, but also gives us free will and choice. And so we get the choices, and then we decide. And the last thing we want to do is to say, well, it wasn't something that it wasn't meant to be. That's not so. It wasn't meant to be just because we do not want to get out of the box and make decisions. And that is the stuff that I teach. I love teaching. I love my workshops. I love my books. It's rewarding. I wish you when I'm in L.A. and when I have a workshop in L.A., which will be the beginning of the year, I wish you could come. So I can meet you in person.
Oh, really? It sounds pick up on things from my voice?
What do you mean?
You make it sound like you're picking up on some things from my voice.
I always do. If I want to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do it. No, it's not the voice. It's like just the energy. I pick up people's frequencies.
Yeah.
But why would you say that when I said to you it would be nice if you would come and meet you in a workshop? I didn't understand why you said that. What do you mean by that? I mean, I didn't understand this response.
No, you're right. I mean, I guess that sometimes you hear a voice and you want to meet the person. You know, some people talk like that, that's all.
No, that's not what it is. Oh, my God. Okay. So I just, what is the frequency of your show? I wish I knew it before, so I would have sent it to my 30,000 people on Twitter.
Oh, this is the this is Blog Talk Radio, and I can send you the link.
Yeah, you can give me the. You can. Could you please text it to me
on
my phone? Although I wish I had that before the show, as long as you say it's live. So,
I mean, or if you want to, I'll tell you what, if you want to put the link up, you know, and then if we get starts to listen, then maybe we can do a part two, maybe.
We'll see. Okay.
But I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Are you
on Facebook?
Yes, I am on Facebook.
Oh, me too, with my name, and Twitter with my name.
Is it harder to read skeptics?
No. Absolutely
no.
Not. No. And it's joyful to see once they realize that their own psychic ability, not even, because I don't get influenced by their psychological makeup. I see what I see. I don't, like I said, I don't screen. I don't say, oh, is it so? It isn't so. I just say it. And I have people who immediately relate to it. I have other times who they come later on and say, do you remember you told me? I said, no, I don't remember. That is, I don't want to make mental files for everybody's case. So I have people record their sessions from their phones.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go back to them, and also the skeptics. A skeptic is someone who comes and won't say a word. But I don't like people giving me information anyway.
Right.
And that makes me even dig deeper mm-hmm. to get higher frequencies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, okay. you know, I think that there would be a lot of things, there was a lot of fear in a certain sense. Like, you know, it's like, do you really want someone to find out a bunch of private stuff, you know? Because sometimes when...
Well, some people feel that, but those people, if they're really, truly fearful, they won't come to me or to anybody else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then they won't come. But it's normal to... I mean, they want to, and it's normal to fear the unknown. You know?
Right. I mean, you're basically telling people about things that they wouldn't normally reveal anyway. It's essentially
that's private. True. And sometimes you tell them things that they were hiding from themselves, and then you hear, "Whoa!" You know, I'm very, very, very happy with the work. I've been blessed with this talent, and the reason I think I'm successful is because I don't. Deal with where, I mean, is it so? It isn't so. No, that's the one area that I'm confident. I wish I were this confident and open to be wrong also.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I were as confident in my personal life.
Wish you were what?
I said I wish I were as confident in my personal life as I am with work, my professional life.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
So... It's what?
What were you going to say?
No, I just think if we're... Are we done?
We have about 3 more minutes. But why don't you
okay.
tell us a little bit more about the you know, the workshop. You
well,
have
the workshop, like I said, they're about 3 hours. And to where people learn how to open up psychically. And read as well as I do and or better in 3 hours. People who have never, ever, ever done this before. We talk extensively about the subconscious, how one's own reality is created through word, action, thought. There were active exercises. There's meditation that I lead. And my meditations are really, 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 really deep. George Brown from Kool and the Gang does the music to them, and Vanessa Williams does a lot of the backup in my meditations. And actually now we have a new series of them to where we do it together, not just the backup. And so we do meditation, and then we exchange readings. I have people reading one another for the first time in their lives. And that's all in 3 hours. And I keep them very, 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 very at low cost. It's $50 per session per participant. And that is my way of giving to the people. I want them to have this experience. people can go into my website, like I said, mpapapetros.com. And I don't know, the ones who want to schedule, I don't know if it's permitted to give my numbers on the air. Is that permitted?
Yeah, if you want to give your number on the air, that's fine.
Yeah, it is 212-935-4441. And the email is maria@papapetros.com. And like I said, I wish one day you will experience all of them. You will love it.
Okay. Now, we have about 1 more minute to go, but I think that do you mind me asking you what you charge for reading, or does it vary?
Yes, it is all in my website. It's $300 per session, and it is for 60 minutes, and it is, I believe, $180 for 30 minutes, and trust me, 30 minutes is sufficient, especially for repeat clients who just have, you know, a few questions. Of course, it escalates into a full reading. We have student rates, which I don't remember right now what it is, but it is on the website, mpapapetros.com.
Well, it's really great having you back on. Thank you for coming back
on. Oh,
I
love it, Jonathan. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for inviting me. And let me know what happens with your project, okay?
Okay. I will.
All right. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.